Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Off the ball. GAA.
It all depends on fitness, and it's a lot with the club, you know. Brian Stack is like the master key. He can do a lot of jobs there. And if he's out, you know, there's a lot of fires to put out as well.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball daily.
And you are welcome to Off the Ball Saturday here on News Talk. John Duggan with you on this extended show until 8 o'clock this evening. That's because we're going to bring you live and exclusive commentary of Leinster versus La Rochelle in the Investec Champions Cup. The match kicking off at the Aviva Stadium at 5:30. Cúan O'Flaherty and Andy Dunn will be in the commentary box for us later. Bit of a crazy week in football. Managerial changes at Manchester United, Celtic and Chelsea. Managers still to be appointed as well. David Connolly, Keith Tracy and Tim Clancy will be with us for Football Saturday between 3 and 5. We're also going to review the sporting week that was and discuss the big talking points in the world with Tommy Martin and Mick O'Keefe from 1:30. If you want to get in contact today, you can on WhatsApp 0879 180 180. That is 0879 180 180. And Mayo's finest Cameron Hill is with me for the news round. How are you, Cameron?
Good afternoon, John. As discussed on last week's show, I think it is too late to say Happy New Year.
But I'm going
to
say it.
We're knee deep in 2026.
Catherine, our producer, I said it to her and she wasn't sure as well. But I'm going to say it to you. Happy New Year, Cameron.
Thank you very much.
This is the first time I've been on air on a Saturday in 2026.
Yeah, and what a day it is.
It is amazing. Every day is a blessing. And yeah, looking forward to the show now today. The third round of the FA Cup, always around this time of year. And that's where we're going to start. Crystal Palace are the holders. And they're maybe under a bit of pressure here.
Yeah, they're a goal down to non-league Macclesfield in the third round. The early action in the third round today. 116 places separating the two sides. Macclesfield in National League North in 14th place, I believe. So Phil Dawson could write himself into FA Cup folklore. He's given the non-league side the lead against Oliver Glasner's men in that one.
We've had Hereford beating Newcastle back in the 70s. Remember Sutton beating Coventry a year or two after they won the Cup in the late 80s. You've had these, John Kilino, Wrexham beat Nottingham Forest last night. And there's other matches. Actually, that match has just gone half-time. Macclesfield won, Crystal Palace nil. Everton nil, Sunderland 1, Enzo Lefay with the goal. Wolves 3, Shrewsbury 1, and Cheltenham 0, Leicester 2. You were on air last night, so you're watching this Wrexham Forest. You're keeping an eye on it, are you?
Keeping an eye on it. And then it looked like, gosh, Forest are going out. I think they were 3-1 down and then managed to bring it all the way back to 3-3 at full time. Extra time was a bit of a to and fro. I thought James McLean came on in the final minutes of normal time for Wrexham, where he's at the moment, of course, and you thought if he's going to write himself into history here by getting the winner, that'll be absolutely brilliant. We've already had a spectacular 4-3 in football this week with that Newcastle 4, Leeds 3 game in Premier League midweek. Another 4-3 would be great. McLean missed his penalty in the end, but it proved academical because Wrexham go through. I haven't necessarily been swept away by the Wrexham fairy tale personally.
Ryan Reynolds thing?
Not really, no. I think it's sort of, I don't know if you should be rising that quickly. I think the prestige of the Premier League is such that it shouldn't be that easy to get into. But on nights like the Cup, you kind of buy into those sorts of things. And Sean Dyche was full of praise, said that it's been written in the stars, these stories, quite literally, which I'd advise him to look up what literally means. But you can't but be swept up in sort of the magic of those sorts of moments. And Macclesfield might be on to one themselves today.
Well, they're ahead against Crystal Palace and Wrexham beating Nottingham Forest on penalties last night. There's other matches then at 3 o'clock today. Lots of games both at 3 o'clock and this evening, Cameron.
Yeah, so another all Premier League tie in the third round of the FA Cup today at 3 o'clock. Newcastle facing Bournemouth. Keith Anders' Brentford go to Hillsborough to face the Championship's bottom side, Sheffield Wednesday. You have Fulham against Middlesbrough. Manchester City at home to League One outfit Exeter City, who have former Sligo Rovers midfielder and Republic of Ireland underage international Jake Doyle-Hayes in their squad today. A quarter to six, Tottenham welcome Aston Villa to North London. And today's action concludes at 8 o'clock with Chelsea travelling across town to face Charlton Athletic at the Valley in Liam Rosenior's first game in charge of the Blues.
Yes, he talked about the name pronunciation yesterday in the press conference. Very confident press conference from Liam Rosenior. We'll see how it goes with him at Chelsea. And we're going to look in more detail about the FA Cup at about 2:40, Cameron. You're going to pick out some weird and wonderful moments down through the years of the FA Cup to enlighten us.
Turns out quite a bit has happened in the history of the FA Cup over whatever the century and a half that it's been running.
Including a lot of Irish contributions and Irish winning captains. Roy Keane, Ronnie Whelan come to mind. Martin O'Neill is back at Celtic. It's almost like he was never away.
Exactly. He begins his second stint this season as caretaker boss of Celtic today. The Hoops can move level on points with second placed Rangers in the Scottish Premiership if they win at home to Dundee United. O'Neill was placed back in interim charge this week following the dismissal of Wilfred Nancy, who lost 6 of his 8 games at the helm. O'Neill feels it won't require major surgery to revert from the Nancy game plan.
I genuinely don't think so. I think that that when I came in a few weeks ago now, there wasn't, you know, I didn't want to really make big changes. One, because I think that I think, first of all, I've been going pretty well for the last number of years anyway. And secondly, yes, of course, you'll tweak a couple of little things that you as a manager might feel are beneficial, might not eventually be. But there wasn't a great deal to want to change, and so if we go back to what I thought, you know, worked okay, all right, everyone to their own, absolutely everyone to their own, then I thought maybe that's it. But I think now, having, you know, what was it, 7 or 8 games experience with the side, I think I have an idea what might suit them, might not be right.
When there has been so much in the way of managerial change for the players over the course of the season, do you think they'll really benefit from just a period of stability from now until the summer?
Well, if you call that stability, that's really, really good. Yeah. I have no doubt that I think you're right. I do think it does affect players. You know, for instance, you know, whatever you say about my particular way of going about things and Brendan's, it wouldn't be exactly the same. And Wolford's would be different to mine. And players are having to adjust, and they're having to adjust quickly. And the problem here is that you don't get that time. You obviously don't get the time because you have to try and win football matches. So that's, I do actually, not that I should ever feel sorry for players, but I actually don't, but really, but it does take a bit of adjusting.
I feel sorry for Wilfred Nancy on a human level. I mean, you're 33 days there, you know, the butt of ridicule, and you're gone. Like, from a human level, it's not great. Like,
it's not. When you're posting Venn diagrams of what matters and what you care about and stuff like that on your Twitter after, 3 or 4 games into your reign, it doesn't bode well at all, does it? So I think it's probably best for all involved that he was kind of given short shrift and we can all move on a bit.
Yeah, well, hopefully he'll have another chance in the game. Cheltenham nil, Leicester 2, as I said, at halftime in the FA Cup. Now, all these matches at halftime: Everton nil, Sunderland 1, Enzo Lefebvre at the Hill Dickinson Stadium. Macclesfield 1, Crystal Palace, the holders nil. What a shock that would be. And Wolves 3, Shrewsbury 1. So in the Women's Super League, it's Arsenal nil, Manchester United nil. That's the women's team. What about the men's team? Is Oddie going to be at the wheel again?
Well, the Manchester United Brains Trust are reportedly holding talks today with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as their search continues for an interim manager. The former striker joining ex-midfielder Michael Carrick as the frontrunners to take over from Ruben Amorim, who was, of course, sacked on Monday, if you didn't know already. Darren Fletcher will oversee United's FA Cup third round tie with Brighton tomorrow, but it looks likely that it will be Solskjaer or Carrick as opposed to a team in which both are involved.
Darren Fletcher would really be around still. I mean, we'll have to wait and see. But 0879 180 180 0879 180 180, our WhatsApp number ahead of Football Saturday later, folks. Manchester United fans, who do you want to see as your new manager of the football club, whether it's Ole or in a more permanent basis as he was before, or somebody new? Maybe they won't make the decision until the summer, but they've got to sort it out there. Who should it be? Man United fans, get in touch.
Did you enjoy the video of Amorim leaving, or the video they caught of him having a walk on the day he was sacked and beaming in a sort of new year, new me type demeanor.
I've read a lot of stuff about it this week in The Athletic, and BBC have been very good at it as well. But it just seems like you've a lot of cooks there. You've got Jason Wilcox, you've got boss Omar Berarda, you've got Jim Ratcliffe throwing his tuppence in there as well in terms of opinions. So it's not the Fergie days. It's not Fergie and David Gill running the show as it was in the past. So you'd have to worry, you'd have to think that the new man coming in will have a certain degree of power. And if Manchester United wanted an elite manager, is that going to cause a bit of friction? But you think with the FA Cup, it's 13 years now since Manchester United won a league, and it'll be 14 by next year because they're not going to win it this season. So we're talking about 8 years as well since Leinster won a Champions Cup. We're featuring their game against La Rochelle. Rog is back in town later on, Cameron. So what can we expect?
Well, a rivalry of the usual proportions is what Leo Cullen is offering. So just to run through the stakes today, Leo Cullen's side can qualify for the last 16, the knockout stages, with a game to spare if they beat Ronan O'Gara's La Rochelle at the Aviva Stadium this evening. Sam Prendergast getting the knotted out half. Well, there's a Champions Cup debut on the wing for JJ Kenny. They're down a good few front row options this week, with Andrew Porter the latest to pull out.
So four props gone.
So Tom Clarkson is in a tight head. Paddy McCarthy on the other side in the loose. And you've potential European debuts for Jerry Carr and Andrew Sparrow off the bench. So a big day for the young charges there. Leo Cullen was speaking before this game yesterday, and he feels their rivalry with La Rochelle has an interpro feel.
It's the derby mentality, isn't it? So because I would say, I don't know for sure now, but I'm guessing that Raj has a strong disliking for Leinster. So you know what he'd be motivated. Like, so similar, we just come off three derby games. So Ulster, Munster, Connacht, you know, three very different teams, the way they play. But yeah, definitely, listen, the way Raj would set up this team, listen, they're not like the any of the provinces in terms of you go through their team 1-15. But in terms of the mindset that he will bring, yeah, listen, it's a mindset that we have encountered clearly when we played against La Rochelle. But listen, we know what it's like from that sort of derby mentality, knowing someone quite well, that whatever, stoke the fire, whatever you want to call it. But that's great, isn't it, for you guys and sporting narratives and all the rest. But listen, for our guys, listen, it's amazing to be playing in Aviva with a crowd of whatever 40,000 at this time of year for a Champions Cup game, and you know, friends, family. Listen, I believe there's a great crew of La Rochelle supporters going to be in town as well, which what the tournament also needs, you know, which is it's two proud teams going at it, supporters that are demanding of their teams, and they want their teams to perform to a high level on a consistent basis week on week on week. And it's a great mix, isn't it, when you get lots of these different subplots coming together. So ultimately, isn't it, it's about the teams that are players that are on the field on any given day. And our guys have prepared this well, tried to prepare well this week. We had a bit of late disruption with the front row, but you know, guys are itching to get out there as well. So hopefully you'll see plenty of that in the 80 minutes.
Right, talking from Leo Cullen there.
Yeah, he's taken no prisoners this year, is he?
You know, the Zeebo thing.
And
then the thing, the comments about Carberry and the move from 2018.
Yeah.
And this. So it's, you know, it's good fun.
It is. There's a bit of a siege mentality now, and I don't know where that comes from. Maybe
it comes
it
from not winning European Cups for 8 years.
Yeah, and I think there's a little bit of maybe they didn't get the credit they deserved for winning the URC last year either, that it feels like people went. It's a feeling that I'm sure some people listening today would have experienced with Christmas presents that maybe didn't quite hit the mark, and a sort of, we won the URC and you got the resigned.
Were you one of those people?
Yeah, great. I mean, that's pretty good. No, I wasn't. Everyone who bought for me knocked it out of the park this year. But there is a little bit of spice to what he's saying. He was a bit short yesterday, which I'm not really surprised. I don't expect from Leo Cullen, but I think this year is sort of like, let's just get on with it.
Well, they want to be back in Bilbao. I don't think that's the key thing. I mean, that's what they're judged upon, whether it's fairly or unfairly. And it's hard to win with the French teams.
Good place to win a European Cup, Bilbao,
yeah,
I hear.
Yeah, yeah. Leinster might tell you that. But what else we got rugby-wise today?
Well, the Wolfhounds can make it 3 wins from 3 in the Celtic Challenge this afternoon. The defending champions away to Edinburgh for a 3 o'clock start at the Hive Stadium. And Division 1A of the Energy All-Ireland League is back after a break over the festive period. So St Mary's returned to the top of the table last night with a 13-7 win over Lansdowne on the Aviva Stadium back pitch. Defending champions Clontarf can return to the summit with a win at Ballinahinch. Terenure College welcome Old Belvedere to Lakelands Park. UCD are the visitors to Temple Hill to take on Cork Conn. And bottom side Nina Ormond are chasing their first win of the campaign, hosting Young Munster. All of those games kick off at 2:30.
And Energy AIL updates are brought to you by Energy. Think of the possibilities. What are the possibilities for intermediate and junior teams today in Gaelic games, Cameron?
It's all to be decided down in Croke Park later. A pair of club All-Ireland hurling finals on offer at GAA HQ today. John, so 2023 runners-up Eastgui of Sligo face Cork's Kilbritton in the junior decider from 3:15. Kilbritton captain Philip Wall revealed to our own Rachel Sheehan this week that West Cork GAA is such a tight-knit community.
I was on the football Kerry team this year, and our manager, Colm Ahern, spoke to us before we played, and he was like, I love being from Cork, but the best thing about being from Cork is being from West Cork. So it's like its own county within a county. So yeah, like, look, you know, we're only up in the same grade as Bandon now, who we're playing next year. But you know, there's Noosa's Town are the real kingpins in West Cork hurling at the moment. And you can argue football as well, to be honest, they're going so well. So it's kind of about us maybe kind of getting a small bit of that pride back in West Cork hurling. And it is great to be kind of representing that area, which is such a famous area in the country. And it's like an area that I love, and I'm sure everyone else who lives there loves it. So yeah, that's maybe an extra special bonus to be representing that.
Philip Wall there, and the other matches.
The intermediate final from 5:15 pitting Mayo Club Turin against Tipperary's Upper Church Drumban. Now, you've got pre-season football action as well in Gaelic games today. So after a big win over Laois last weekend, Ger Brennan's Dublin in semi-final action in the O'Byrne Cup this evening. They head to St. Connaught's Park to face Kildare for a 5 o'clock throw-in in Newbridge. Before that, you've Westmeath and Offaly doing battle for a place in the final at Cusack Park from 2 o'clock. While there's one game already underway in the FBD League in Connacht, with Galway leading 1-3 against Leitrim's 5 points in Tuam. Matthew Thompson, who Pádraig Joyce had said already this week won't be available for the league or the early parts of the championship, he's already on the score sheet for the tribesmen today.
And great pride as well for these hurling clubs to be at Croke Park today with their communities and their families. It's just fantastic stuff. Whoever wins, and best luck to all of them.
Yeah, I mean, Eastgui the joint captain Finian Cawley was speaking about how important it'll be for hurling at Sligo if Eastgui can get over the line. Like, they were very disappointed when they came up short a couple of years ago, but the pride at which they have at having a team that's consistently performing and getting to the latter stages of All-Ireland competition in Sligo is great and very keenly felt. So best of luck to everybody heading up to Croke Park today.
We have a bit of golf news, and maybe indicative of where Liv is at the moment and where the PGA Tour is.
Yeah, so 5-time major golf champion Brooks Koepka has reapplied for his PGA Tour card after stepping away from Liv Golf. So the American left the Saudi-backed league before the end of his contract in order to spend more time with his family. The PGA Tour policy only allows players to return a year after their last Liv event.
Okay, what else we got?
Well, today's scheduled racing at Ferry House has been cancelled due to a frozen track. The Irish Horse Racing Board deemed the course unfit following an inspection this morning. So the 7-race card has now been moved to this Wednesday. And some news from the world of snooker, John. Ronnie O'Sullivan is pulled out of the Masters for health reasons.
Okay.
So,
any further details? No.
Well, you know, I'll leave it in the remit of our resident snooker expert Shane Hannan.
Okay.
But it's pretty worrying from a Ronnie O'Sullivan perspective.
Well, hopefully, whatever the issues are, he'll be right as rain, and wish him well, and that he gets well soon, and that he's back for the World Championship.
Yeah.
He won a record 8th title of the Masters in 2024, so he's been replaced by Scottish Open champion Chris Wakelin in the draw, who will now play Neil Robertson. Yeah, the exact nature of this medical condition has not been disclosed for Ronnie O'Sullivan. I'll just letting you know, there is racing today at Kempton and Lingfield and Newcastle. So Kempton, we have the Sylvianico County Chase at 2:40, and that is the feature there. At the 12:20 went to Baron Noir, 6-4 on favourite, and the 12:55 went to Look Away at a price of 7-2. Africa Cup of Nations, have you been watching any of it, Cameron? Or Algeria, Nigeria today, Egypt to the Ivory Coast, the hosts are through, Morocco.
Morocco, yeah, apparently a lot of hometown decisions for Morocco last night
as
they beat
Cameroon
2-0, five-time winners. So, no, I haven't really, actually, to be honest. And I usually like the Africa Cup of Nations on the back burner as a sort of, it's just a great little insight into a football community that we don't often see. And the colour that the likes of Senegal and the other African countries are going to bring to the 2026 World Cup, if they're allowed in.
Cape Verde,
if they're allowed in, and the Trump travel bans seem to be flying and pretty free flowing.
I think
the
World Cup will probably be okay from an image point of view, but apart from the rest of the time, we're going to get into looking at the sporting meet that was with Mick O'Keefe and Tommy Martin in a few minutes' time. There's probably still juice in the predictions market for 2026 in sport. Have you anything in mind that you think might happen this year?
I was telling Shane last week when we were discussing Munster losing to Ulster in emphatic fashion up in Belfast that I have a feeling that if Ulster can keep some of their players out of the Ireland squad, if Andy Farrell kind of overlooks a few of the really good performers this year, the likes of James Hume, Jude Postlethwaite, Stuart McCloskey is obviously going to be there, but even someone like a Dave McCann or a Bryn Ward or Zach Ward, if they're left in situ during the Six Nations, I have a feeling Ulster might win the URC.
Right.
I just get this sense that they're quietly going about their business. They've a brilliant attack, the best attack in the division. And there's something of a... They got that statement win that, remember we were talking about before Christmas, when they didn't quite get the job done at the Aviva against Leinster, that Leinster just had too much on their bench and basically blew them away after what was a really good start. A first 40 minutes for Ulster in that game, and then they just, I think Brian O'Driscoll said, kicked the leather off the ball for the next 40. He was on this week, so the Munster win was their big announcement to the world stage that they mean business this year. And if things go their way and they're able to see off the likes of the Stormers and Leinster later on in the competition, I just have a feeling about them. I don't know, I feel it's 10 years since Connacht did the same in 2016 in the Pro 14, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, watch this space, Cameron. Watch this space. Just to let you know, in the FA Cup, the matches are back for the second half. The early games, four of them, and Crystal Palace, the holders, are 1-0 down to Macclesfield in that game, which is a non-league team. Everton 0, Sunderland 1. Jacob Ryan at centre-half today for Everton, but they're 1-0 down to the Black Cats. Enzo Lefebvre with the goal, having a great season at Sunderland.
Didn't get his Panenka, though, against our boy Kevin Kelleher during the week.
It was catching practice, according to the commentator. Great line for Kevin Kelleher, who saved us, what, fourth penalty in Premier League history? Cheltenham 0, Leicester 2 at the moment, and Wolves 3, Shrewsbury 1. But yeah, I mean, you can see him really at an even bigger club than Brentford in the next few years if everything keeps going the way it should.
It's a great place for him to be in terms of his stock rising as a great just footballing story.
Yes.
I don't think anyone, when Keith Andrews was put in charge, was expecting quite this seismic rise or meteoric rise. So having Kevin Kelleher and Nathan Collins at the helm and right in the centre of that is great for Irish football.
Cameron Hill, thank you so much for the news round. We'll talk to you a little bit later about the FA Cup here on Off the Ball Saturday with Braeburn Coffee's new oat range. Enjoy an oat matcha, hot chocolate or mocha. Available now at select locations. Make it oatficial with Braeburn Coffee. Amazingly easy. This is Off the Ball Saturday. After the break, the Saturday panel will review the sporting week that was and go through all the talking points in the world of sport with Tommy Martin and Mick O'Keefe. We're back after this.
Off the Ball Daily.